Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Who would have thought that having my cellar insulated last week would provide insights into the workings of the human-animal bond? It happened like this. During the insulating process and for hours afterwards, the dogs and I were banished from the house. During that interval, we enjoyed a relaxing day together. Given the choice between accompanying us in a crate or staying outdoors, the cat made it very clear that he'd prefer to be outdoors. Or rather, he'd prefer his favorite daytime sleeping locations outdoors, the shed or garage, where he could do a short round of rodent patrol, then curl up and fall asleep on a high perch or in some hidey hole. During our exile, the dogs accompanied me on a series of errands. Big deal, you might think. But for my dogs, it was. This was the first time in quite a while when the weather was cool and breezy enough that I knew no one would freak out and call the police if I left them alone in the car for a few minutes. After their summer hiatus, the dogs ogled the scenery and took in the scents and sounds of various streets and parking lots like newbie tourists taking a grand tour of Europe. During those hours, we shared a lot of mundane experiences, but because the context so differed compared to the days when these locations were part of our normal routine, each one seemed special. Ultimately, we ended our travels in an area scenic enough to satisfy me and busy enough to keep the dogs entranced. After a lunch we all enjoyed and an exploratory walk, the dogs eagerly assumed their preferred monitoring positions on the ledge above the back seat of the car while I read a book. Later, Fricka migrated to my lap to peer out a side window, but soon the beautiful day, the breeze, and all those exciting events got to her, and she fell asleep. Through the rearview mirror, I saw Ollie do likewise on the ledge. From my perspective, nothing exciting or extraordinary occurred during those hours we spent together, except that my only purpose was to hang out with the dogs in a way we'd all enjoy. None of my errands were critical. It didn't matter if they were successful. I went where I did because I knew these were places the dogs enjoyed for reasons beyond my perceptual limits. Seriously, how exciting can a supermarket parking lot be? Beats me. But to them, everything about it was amazing that day. We returned to the house long after the work crew had departed and it was safe to enter. But because it was such a beautiful day, I decided to collect kindling instead of going in. As expected, the cat materialized stretching and yawning within minutes of our arrival and greeted us all. He soon joined the kindling excursion. When things got too dull, he leaped on or swatted one of the dogs, and both dogs took off after him in hot pursuit. Meanwhile, I added another large bag of kindling to my stash. It made me realize how happily doing nothing with them was something I hadn't made enough time for recently. Then we went in and I discovered that I had no phone or internet. All wires for such were covered by foam insulation. Talk about a Jekyll Hyde transformation. I needed my email. I had projects due and clients to contact. I won't bore you with the details of my angst, except to say that it didn't help the dogs and cat any more than it helped me, and almost certainly a lot less. During one brief interval of clarity, I decided to go to the library so at least they could get some peace. The librarians were very helpful, but the bottom line was no help was on the horizon from the insulation corner. So I went home, made myself a cup of sleepy time tea, and read some more. Then I went to bed, where I more or less tossed and turned until I gave up and got up. The next day, Tuesday, I arrived at the library as soon as it opened and called the phone company. The rep sincerely assured me that they would have someone out to fix the phone problem sometime before 6 p.m. Wednesday. The customer service rep also told me to have a nice day. That last comment struck me as so ludicrous. I started laughing. And this broke the grumpy spell. Taking a cue from nature, which always finds a way to make lemonade from lemons, even if it takes a few hundred or thousand years, I decided to view yet another day off the communications grid as comparable to an unexpected snow day when I was a kid. No use wasting such an opportunity to deviate from my usual schedule. I'd do something different yet again. So once again, the dogs accompanied me while I engaged in a series of necessary, but the key word here, unplanned events, which for someone as anal as I constituted a genuine deviation from the norm. Not only that, I enjoyed it as much as they did, and slept like the proverbial old log with bum knees that night. Later, as I contemplated the series of unexpected events, I couldn't help seeing a connection between my bond with my animals, my hissy fit, and that communication wire crushed somewhere beneath all that foam. Ideally, our bonds with our animals mutually enhances our ability to deal with life's lows and enriches our enjoyments of the highs. But when our human needs bury those of our animals like the layers of foam buried my phone wire, it's up to us to restore those lines of two-way quality communication.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.